Hi, everybody. I'm Amatron, and we're here again, and another wonderful BBS program, hopefully for all of you tonight. Tonight is Friday, and the day today is April the 5th, 2013. So, everybody, this is our paranormal evening. If you have any paranormal questions, please send them over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we'll just see what's happening in your neck of the woods there. Things are coming out at night. Maybe you hear something banging on your roof at night or footsteps in your attic. Somehow was writing something and you saw something moving on your table. Some little bug or something, or large bug and or something, and you looked up and it wasn't there. Started writing some more, and out of the corner of your eye, you saw something. You looked at it, and it wasn't there again. Then you're wondering, am I really alone here? And what was that that I saw? So maybe you're seeing, between the timelines, something else happening somewhere, somehow, but it's connecting to you. Just finished our one-hour conference call, which was energetic entity release. These are the energetic entities that are ghosts that attach to people causing problems. And I enjoy doing this one because I know a lot of people get relief. We worked with joints tonight. So I'll do this quickly for people. If you have a joint condition, maybe you hurt your finger or, you know, you get up and you act kind of slow because your back hurts. And maybe you have a joint problem on your leg or something or somewhere. And you have entities there, lots of them, and maybe they're causing your problems. So here we go. I'll just do this clearing here just to give you an idea of what it's like. So everybody kind of pick a location. I'm sort of looking more like, you know, maybe legs and back, maybe even hips. So here we go, getting rid of entities that are in you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Then we have, I'm just thinking, some of the, might be elsewhere, but I know the North American Indians, they normally sell a little thing. That you hang maybe on your mirror or something, a dream catcher. So I wonder, that could be a pretty powerful thing if you're catching dreams with that. Anyway, maybe some of you out there had that experience. Maybe you read what's in the dream catcher's location, what it's containing inside of it as far as dreams. Maybe you're able to into your dream catcher if you have one. Maybe that might be a topic. What's in the dream catcher? Oh, let's see if Carrie's out there. Carrie, are you out there in BBS land somewhere?
I'm out here in BBS land, yes. Hi, welcome, everybody. Good evening, everybody. So we're on station two tonight, and Ron, I know when we were talking earlier, we said yes, we would have callers tonight if any of you have any bizarre experiences or somewhat bizarre experiences that you would like Ron's take on and perhaps to find out what clearings might resolve the situation. So we're on station two and the numbers are listed right under there. The toll-free for the U.S. and Canada is 888-429-5471, 888-429-5471. And then hop down to line three and that's area code 530-513-6472. 530-513-6472. Ron, I'm just looking at the email that went out today about the April intensives, which are starting, I guess that would be next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the one after, Saturday the 13th, and then Sunday the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. So since you've had two recent expos, I'm assuming we've got some new listeners who perhaps have not been on those before. Do you want to just quickly do a little recap for those people before we get into any other topics tonight?
On the Saturday call, which is 4 hours, that's what we call the Ascension call, and we do water charging for 7 days after that call, starting, you know, on Sunday. So it's a Saturday call, then you have maybe half a gallon of water. Or each day, you line them up, mark them 1 through 7, and you have water that helps you with the light codes in your body, bringing you whatever you may need at that time. So it's a wonderful thing. One person, I may have mentioned this before, but one person sent me an email a long, long time ago. Email was, they got on the call, and one of their days of water had a bubble in it, they said the size of a quarter, on the bottom of the container, all sealed bottles that they got from the store. So that was kind of intriguing. Well, they said they poured the water out of the container to their glass for that particular day. Lo and behold, that same bubble formed in their glass on the bottom. And after they drank it, naturally, and the same bubble also appeared, or a different one, be the same size, in that water for the whole day. So they had bubbles in their water. That was one of those interesting things. But normally when you drink the water, it goes down almost instantly. Body loves it. So we do that on the call. Then the other calls, so, and we do other things. We bring in the amber blood and bring in some of the master's energy. These are the ones that they had been here for maybe a couple hours or weeks or months, but they left. They're no longer here, but people talk about them all the time, like the archangels, et cetera. So we bring those energies in. Amber blood is very, very nice, and the floating magnets. Those are my two kind of favorites on the call. We go into many other rooms for healing, so we have actually like a three-hour healing, one-hour water charging. On Sundays, we get rid of the alien critters, the life forms that live inside of your body. And that's a stretch for some people, but just know that what you don't know is okay, too, and we get rid of these things. And they do start to come back, but once you get rid of some that are causing a problem, you start to feel better. That's the whole thing. I have people actually lose. One woman said she lost 2 inches on her waist instantly, from being on that call. So you do feel better as these critters are released, all different types of life forms. And it definitely goes into maybe the sci-fi realm. Kind of looking at it as what's going on here. But when you feel the relief, you go, well, remember, sci-fi is probably real, so this is what we're dealing with. And it's all good news. It might sound bad to a first-time listener, wondering why they have a jellyfish on top of their head or, get energies on the top of their head, too. And then you got the orbs attaching to you and the octopus and the black widows. And all different types of things that are attached to you, inside of you. So once you get them released, you go, wow, what a difference. So that's what the calls are about. The Sunday calls are 8 hours. Might sound like a whole lot of time to you, and it actually is for the day. But the time goes by very, very quickly. Break every hour. I have people walking around and stuff. But basically, they have a wonderful call. And you do feel rejuvenated afterwards. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And, Ron, I something we talked about for quite a while, why these characters are in us, these octopus and black widows and so forth and jellyfish on our head. Okay, so we have a caller, so we're going to go to the call, and then maybe Ron will come back, and you can talk about why this stuff is in us. So go ahead, caller.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hello.
Hi. So I was just wondering, it seems that God, the word God may have a hypnotic barcode attached to it, and I see that people are being in a hypnotic trance when they use that word. And if you talk to them, they don't know what you're talking about unless maybe that hypnotic trance would be crashed.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, yeah, if you do see people with that, are they giving, you know, they could be giving you that same energy as you see them. So that, I would say, probably do a timeline crash for yourself if they're interfacing with you, because they could be sliming you with that energy. And, yeah, it could be true that, you know, all these keywords out there, that definitely be a big keyword, has energetic energies on it to connect you to something that you know nothing about. And remember, they may say one thing, they mean something else. And, you know, you don't know who is that word, any word, connect you to the darkness. Thank you, Larry. That's great.
Okay, you're welcome.
That's why we have timeline crashes, to get this stuff off of you. So if you see something going on or you feel a little different, remember that's an emotional situation and or pain even, if you have that, then you want to do a timeline crash, probably a lot to get that energy off of you. So back to you.
Okay.
Oh, Marcy said first time she lost a few inches and 10 pounds.
Wow.
That's great, right? Marcy. You've been good. Oh, another question. I'll just want to guess here.
Okay.
I got amber blood. What is amber blood? That's the golden blood. In fact, I'll do a sample of that for everybody. This we do on the 8-hour calls. Doing that normally for typically a couple of hours, but I'll just give you a 5-minute sample here. So here we go, everybody. It's back, and this has special light code. So 1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. And this is very, very nice. You might feel your body changing now. You might feel like your inside is kind of buzzing and humming versus like, you know, being in a car with square tires on it, one of the Flintstone vehicles, you know, in the old days. So, way it kind of feels. It's sort of like if you do the, I think on the body rejuvenation, we have it on there for the circulatory clearing. Circulatory clearing also is very, amber blood that works very nicely. And you may start to feel your body calming down a little bit on the inside. This will last until the show's over with today. Well, I'll give you people about 45 minutes here of this. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I think I had another beep, Ron. Do we have another caller?
Hi, yes, this is Janice. Hi,
hi,
Carrie.
Janice.
Hi, Ron.
Hi there.
Boy, I've got quite a few things that I want to share and ask Ron about tonight. I don't know where to start. well, they actually, Ron, you're just talking about, you know, seeing through timelines. That just happened to me tonight in my kitchen. I don't know if it was an entity that followed me home, but I saw something move, and then I saw it move again, and then when I looked again, there was nothing there, but I know that I saw something move. And it happened this morning also. I opened my garage door up, and this big, I didn't know what it was, but it was this big bug. It flew out. And as I watched it fly, I just watched it, like, disappear. You know, I mean, it was like it was there, and then it was flying, and then it was gone. And, you know, I just these days kind of shrug my shoulders and go, you know. those two little things just happened to me today. But I wanted to ask you something about what happened last weekend to me, Ron. I know I've heard other people call it different things. I've heard it called psychic attack. I've heard it called different things. But something happened to me last weekend, and it started with this great big, huge, white, glowing ball in my right eye. It was like a really, you know, like something was in my eye, but all I could, you know, like if you look into the sun too long, you know, you see, you know, spots for a long time. But this was only in my right eye. It was like an attack on my right eye, and it was it was pretty big, you know, like about a size of maybe a volleyball or something. And then after that, I felt really, really, really numbed out, and I couldn't do anything, and I couldn't function, and I wasn't having, like, heart racing in my chest, but I was having, like, chest pain. And then all I could think about is, boy, okay, well, you know, if this is going to be a good day to die, you know, I'll just lay down here and die. And I laid down, and I was just, like, numbed out and gone for a couple hours, and I woke up, and my eyesight was okay again, and I felt okay. I was just wondering if you knew what the thing in my eye would be, or what that was. Was it a nano thing that hit me that day, or?
Yeah, how big do you think that ball was?
It was about the size of, you know, like a volleyball or a soccer ball or...
Wow, okay. Wow, that's big.
It was big, and it was all I could, you know, I tried to blink it away, and it was just big. It was huge.
I'm trying to figure that one out right now as we speak here, so...
Okay.
It almost feels like you were able to connect to an orb energy. That's what Liz has there, too. That's what I was seeing. Thank you, Liz. The orb is what I was thinking of, and I sort of saw something about maybe about a two-inch, like a little, I don't know.
It's not a green
kind of? Yeah, like a tennis ball or something, you know? That's kind of what I saw. Then he said it was larger, like a 10-inch diameter or something. Then I saw the mother of it. I think you had two energies attaching to you. Let's take those out. So if anybody else maybe has had a similar experience, hopefully not, but you might feel something leave you. Remember, we don't know what we don't know. So here we go. So if you have anything attached to you, with the orbs attached to your head, we'll take those out right now. Here we go. One, two. Oh, this is really heavy. Three. Oh, we had four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If that helps. Wow.
I do. I feel a pulling on my eyes. Actually, on both of my eyes, like something just like a string, you know, just pulling at them, pulling backwards over my forehead. It's really a strange feeling.
That's our reaction. So let's take out from everybody. Let's just say that you have a new connection on the top of your head that is like a metal, kind of like a tin can, okay? But it's really strong. And before we could close our crown chakras off, and this thing sort of is there preventing that, okay? That's what I'm seeing right now with some people out there. So it's always open now. And, you try to close it, but it can only close down maybe up to maybe a 2-inch diameter. So let's take that can away. So, everybody, here we go. And when this thing closes, you should feel a big relief. One way to kind of describe it is just think if you're in an airplane, and you've all seen movies where, you know, the door gets opened up, it's pressurized, and things get, you know, out the door, you know, when the door gets opened, you know, you get sucked out. That's kind of what's happening right now. So you're, like, having the stuff sucked out of you, not knowing about it, taking your life force energy, plus you're putting in other things to connect with you. But here we go. Let's just see how you feel. So I'm going to take this apparatus off you, another alien control device. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's coming off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. That's released now. Now we're going to close down your crown chakra. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There, it should be shut down for you now. Oh, we'll just see if we have any comments. If anybody wants to call in, maybe you're still online, Janice?
I am.
How do you feel?
I feel a lot better. The second clearing you just did, I kind of felt like something almost like disconnecting from my ears and then going up on that one. But thank you so much for that, Ron. Do I have time to share one more thing that I, an observation?
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine. Sure, go ahead. I'm sure you got a good paranormal question here, or even an answer for a paranormal question. Well, go ahead.
Well,
are you by Wisconsin or something? Minnesota and Wisconsin area?
I'm up, right. Now I'm in, like, the northern area of Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, everybody. So if you're planning to move to Wisconsin, you may not want to have this experience. Stay clear, Wisconsin.
Did you just call me
joking.
Instead, Ron? No, actually, it has something to do with an observation.
Cheese, right?
Of,
isn't Wisconsin that they talk about their cheese?
Yes.
Or something?
Exactly. Cheese heads.
Yeah, cheese heads. There you go. Holes in it.
No, I've been wanting to share this one too, and maybe I don't know if I should wait if this is not too paranormal or not, but now you guys don't judge me, but I've watched a couple animated movies, and I was just wondering, Ron, you're talking about on how the aliens connect or talk about what's going to be happening in the future through movies, and these two animated ones were, like, really almost scary, and I thought, these are for children? One of them was the, Johnny Depp was the voice for it, Ringo, and I don't know if anybody else had seen that or not, but the storyline behind that one was all about the person who has the water has all the power and control, and it was just very, very interesting to me because, well, where I'm at right now, my well's frozen up, and I've been waiting for spring to come, so I've been having to purchase my water or get my water elsewhere. But I've been noticing that all the water that I've been purchasing has been having controlling numbers on them. You know, it's either 1111 or 111, and it's so disconcerting because it's like, okay, you know, they've bottled the water. I know that you guys have talked about the bottled water on previous shows, but they've bottled the water, and so they're telling these kids that, you know, the power and control are going to be whoever has all the power has the water. And that was one of them that I observed, and then I've observed it, and I know that my friends have been telling me, too, that they've been noticing the tracking numbers on the bottled waters now, that it's, you know, it's like I can't get away from them. They're there. It doesn't matter which brand of water it is. And then now this other one, I didn't get through the whole thing, but Thorax, I think I'm saying that right, is the guy with the trees who's trying to save the trees. And this show for kids, also very, very, very disturbing to me, they had a whole town with no trees, and then the people in the cities were not allowed to leave. And you weren't allowed to leave the cities, and that just kind of reminded me of what you said, Ron, about, you know, the aliens trying to group us up into these cities now, and they really don't want us, you know, they're changing the timelines on from city to city. And in this movie, you're not allowed to leave, and they took all the trees away. And, I didn't watch the whole thing, but the point of it was this little boy was trying to get a real tree for this girl that he liked, and this one guy was telling the story about he remembered the trees. So that was really, really disconcerting to me, too. I'm like, okay, what are they doing here? You know, what kind of message are they putting out to children? And then the person in control and power in that movie was the person with the oxygen. They were bottling oxygen. I just thought I would share this, you know, and seeing what kind of message that they're giving us into these animated shows. And I just heard from a friend of mine who said she heard something about there's a whole area in Hawaii that all the trees are gone, and that now they're going to start putting up these manufacturers' trees, you know, not real trees. And I just said, you got to be kidding me, you know. And I just had watched that movie about this town with no trees, and you couldn't leave the city, and they were, you know, controlling you by taking away all the oxygen, and the only way you can get oxygen is through bottles, like bottled water. So anyway, that's all I have to say. I just thought I'd get your intake on that.
Oh, boy. Well, I would say that could be a good possibility. We're already having bottled water, whether you need it or not, or want it or not. You know, I don't know how many people out there are buying bottled water. It seems to be a very popular thing to do now. I guess the next thing is you need to have air to breathe. So, you know, that's probably the very last thing. It could be a possibility, too, you know. Wow, very interesting.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, okay, thank you. You know, the number 9 movie is good. I always refer to that one. So 9 is great for soul extractions. That term, having the darkness take away spirits out of people. Back to you, Carrie. Wow. we're in a paranormal show here.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I saw dragons in the clouds.
Today?
Jersey area. That was
when you were on your trip.
A lot of dragons, so that was good.
Oh, good. Yeah, somebody was typing into the FOSS chat. It might have been Liz saying they were seeing less ship clouds, I think. I think that's what Liz said. Liz has an odd situation that she's not able to call in tonight, but she typed into the FOSS chat. Ron, she says she's noticed a blue light. She noticed a blue light coming through a crystal in her window. And she's feeling pretty sure that a star or a satellite was watching her. And she's wondering about that.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see here. Well, let's do a clearing if anybody has anything lurking through the window. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. See if this helped you, everybody.
Thank you, Ron. Ophelia's asking me to speak louder. I just moved my little microphone a bit closer. Hopefully that's okay. Sorry, guys. Can you hear me okay, Ron?
You sound fine. No problem here.
Okay. All right. So let's have a look. Michaela was asking a little bit ago if God could be a program.
Well, I think everything out there could be a program. I would think that God would be your handler. So, where's God grabbing you, you know? You have to have a handle to handle, right? So, yeah, all these things are connected to you in a way. But, yeah, that's how I would look at that. And just the words, the key words. But I'll just give it to the O and God. Everybody, well, I don't want you to say it out loud. That would be kind of ridiculous. take out the O, maybe it'll have less impact on you when you think about it. Here we go, taking the ball away from that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Another person said that they were seeing a lot of blue lights coming around them, maybe whenever that is. That could be another thing. Blue energy is here. And quite interesting as you go out and about. If you haven't been out and about, do your investigations, people. Just look at people in stores and just see how they behave. If they look a little different, check out their body energy. If they emit any energy around them, like a human would, because they may not. Like I said, the clone replicas now are very docile. Typically, I don't have a lot of information or memory, so you can't expect them to do a lot. And I just have compassion for them. They're a new life form here. I don't know how long they're going to be here, but you need to, live your life with the clones because they're here. So, that's about it for clones. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Ron, we forgot about activating the light being on people's screens. So would you like to do that next?
Yep, that is correct. Here we go. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. If you're on the BBS radio page, just go down a little ways. See the light being there. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, I just did a light beam activation for a lady who got some pictures from us, so she called me up today. Two of them. So she's going to have one in her car, I believe, when she travels here and there. And then from there, she has one in her house, I believe. And they hold energy quite well. So it's really nice to watch people when we have our booths and people buy our pictures. We also sell them, online. Oh, if you want, just let me know. They're $10. And to watch people's faces and feel the energy off that picture once they get activated, it's quite something. In fact, if anybody is out there who'd like to talk about that, if they were at one of the expos and they happen to see this before the rise, you might want to call in. That would be great to have somebody explain what they actually saw. Process. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. You were talking earlier, Ron, about dream catches. I can't remember how that came up, but there have been a few comments now and then on the fast chat about it, and somebody was mentioning that they kind of look like spider webs. So, and I don't remember if you did a clearing on dream catches, if any of us have them or have had them. Or if you were going to, and then we got a call. Do you want to do anything more on that?
Well, I was just curious if anybody actually was able to tune into their dream catcher, if they felt the energy on it. And maybe what the history is on that. I don't know what the history was. I remember seeing it. People have it dangling sometimes on the mirrors of their car and stuff, this little dream catcher. They look kind of nice. I guess it's the way, they weave it allows the dream to leave it or something, but an open end on it, I think. Anybody knows more about this, you could call in and talk about it, and you may have one yourself, and how it works for you. I'm just kind of curious. What's seeing it as it does catch dreams, so where did that come from, particularly from North America? Here with the Native Americans having dream catchers, worldwide, I don't know.
Yeah, I only know about it from here.
Yeah,
if anybody does know a little bit more about that, you could give a jingle and let us know, 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472. I remember somebody telling me that they were there to catch nightmares. So I don't know. excuse me. So what was the other thing I was going to bring up? Oh, yeah, so we'd love to hear how you guys are feeling from the Amber Blood. I'll try and go back on the fast chat and see if you wrote comments in. I don't remember any that jumped out at me, but I know, Ron, when you did that, what I was feeling, I actually was kind of feeling the veins in my arms kind of feeling tingly a little bit, or was it warmth? Warmth, I think I felt, was warmth, yeah, not tingles. So I felt that in my arms. So if anybody else felt anything, if you want to type that in or give us a call, that would be great. So let's see, 7:37. We've got about 15, 20 minutes left. And
And we talked about entities. We had an entity call tonight. So, again, I'll promote that YouTube video. If you're brand new to the program, want to see an entity in a cat, look for Barking Cat on YouTube. They'll probably make you laugh and make you feel a little eerie, possibly, knowing that there's a dog inside of a cat body. That's what we talk about with entities. So just think, add tons of those in you. Maybe not a dog or a cat, but, you know, that lived here. Boy, if you had a clone in you. Well, let's do that. Here we go, everybody. It's our paranormal night, so everything goes here. Let's assume that a clone got lost, okay? And it got lost and needed to have you as a human protect it. It got afraid of other clones, and it saw something in you that it liked, so it hopped into you. This is kind of what we released, too, from people on the 8-hour calls, but we'll just do this here and also and the entity call. I haven't did anything like this for just one true clone. I take out clones out of people that get switched off and on every 10 minutes, but get one that is just a real clone that may have attached to you because maybe it died instantly and you're hanging out there or someplace. So we'll see what happens. So here we go. If you have a clone with you, residing with you like an entity, we'll release it. And here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, if your body shakes or shivers, that's perfectly normal as they leave, or it leaves, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten, and we'll bring this this true clone into the light so it can have a spirit put into it, and we'll just see what it can do here, because the body naturally will not be here. Light will save it. So one, two, three, being released, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Those would be, we probably call a clone extraction here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, everybody. If anybody felt something happen, if you want to call in, you can. That'd be great. Describe how it felt. It was stuck to you, and maybe you felt body has it stuck to you some places. Maybe it was a little hard to get released. Just left you and said, thank you very much for holding my space. Oh, let's just see what happens, because they do have some type of energy in them, like a spirit energy, although it's completely alien to us. But it does have something in them that has a consciousness to hold programs, okay? Whatever that would be called, that's what we're releasing from you. So, back to you, Mary.
Okie dokie, and we had a beep, Ron. I'm pretty sure we have a caller. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes, hi, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. Back again.
Yeah, I had I had an answer for the dream catcher.
Okay.
And what's in the dream catcher is the ancestors' DNA of the Indians. It's the gods that they worshipped, whether they're the totem pole gods or the chiefs or the eagle, the bear, and all these animals are in the gods that they worshipped. And all these things are interwoven into the dream catchers. So when they have dreams about their gods and bears and eagles for protection, it's sort of animalistic in a way, and a tribal suffering and pain goes into the dream catcher, and death, and they had unhappy deaths because of the white man, and all these things are interwoven into the dream catcher, but there's no guarantee that there's any light protection in the dream catcher.
Great. I'm sure that helps a lot of people understand a little bit more what it is then. Oh.
Okay.
Great.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
Well, we'll see if anybody else wants to comment on the clones being released here. Oh, let's see here.
We have quite a few people typing in about the dream catches, too, Ron, saying that they filter out the bad dreams or catch the bad dreams.
What can we do here that's a little unusual tonight?
Oh, somebody sends a question to CLS Questions. Let me hop over there. I'm reloading the page.
Oh, well, what can happen since the timelines are changing so much now, you know, for myself, being more in the moment or being in the moment, thinking back when I was back east, it's like it was back there, you know, a year ago. That's how long ago it seems like to me. Really got to bring something forward to think what I was doing because the time flies so fast being back there for a couple of weeks. And even the week has been really long, you know, a long ways back when I look at it. Time just flies. So what could happen to you is you could be living your daily life, maybe just have maybe one meal in the morning or something, and go through the whole day without even eating as time's going by so quickly. You might even forget to eat. So that's one thing. If you find that kind of weird, you know, that's probably kind of good. It's more life force energy. So, you know, that's why you want to do, you know, different clearings to get yourself a little bit lighter to live on more life force. And, you know, the way it's sort of sounding like the water and the oxygen and bottles, et cetera, and things, and, you know, the special seeds that don't reproduce anything else. And, you know, you start looking at happening here, not that I don't want to give any bad news out. I don't like doing that, you know. So we do give a lot of good news. This may sound bad. the main thing is that there's stuff happening here. So if you start to live on your life force energy, all this stuff may not really affect you that much. So maybe there's people out there who do the clearings. Maybe they get water every day on the, you know, the water clearing on the website or something to get it activated for you. We do have that alien oxygen removal part. It's free. Maybe you're finding that able to live life differently. Maybe less food intake, possibly. So we'll see if we have anybody comment on that. You're actually more peaceful. Well, the whole thing is, yeah, you can live on your life force energy if you... Oh, it all depends how much density you have released out of yourself and how much spirit energy you have. Oh, did you find that with yourself, Carrie? Are you eating less?
Yeah, I've been eating less for a couple of years now after I first started doing clearings. Definitely. I don't do that. I now increase my life force energy as much as I probably should, though. I probably would eat even less if I did that. But yes, I do eat less than I used to. Good for the food bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting side effect from working with you and doing the clearing. So I'm just going to just say one last thing about this dream catcher stuff. Cindy sent an email over, and if any of you, I'm not going to read the whole thing out, but thanks for sending that, Cindy. But if anybody wants to look into that any further, the website that Cindy got the info from is dream-catcher.org. And quite a few people are typing about what they do, Ron. So I'll just let you guys do more research if you want to. So we have another beat. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes, it's Delaney.
Hi there.
Hi. I have a kind of interesting older paranormal story that I'd like to tell.
Sure.
I had an experience where I was in that place in between, you know, like waking up and sleep,
uh-huh.
and standing next to my bed, and you know, this is the only show I could call and tell this to, was an alien, and it was in the shape and form of a, like, almost like a giant insect, and he spoke to me mind to mind. You know, I asked him, you know, it was like, you know, I didn't know whether to be afraid or not. I know you're all saying, be afraid, be very afraid. When I asked him, I said, why are you here? And in my mind, he said, to install an implant. And it really scared me at that point. And I said, I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know if this is good or bad. So I called in Jesus and Archangel Michael. And within 1 second, I felt a presence there. And I was given the words, by the power and the authority of Jesus of Nazareth, I command you to leave. And he just disappeared. And it was like a real spooky experience.
So the insect thing disappeared. Is that what you mean?
It looked, yeah, the insect thing disappeared.
Oh, that's interesting. What do,
yeah.
do you see this, Ron?
Yeah. I do see the insect, yeah. I can see it leaving, yes. I do see that energy. Very good.
Yeah. It was interesting experience.
Has it ever come back?
Nope, never did. Yeah, that's what I say too. Anyway, just thought I'd give you a little entertainment there.
Yeah, thank you. That's quite a story. I'd probably jump out of my skin if a giant bug appeared in my bedroom,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Have you been to... any of the expos that Ron has been at? What state do you live
in? I have, and I've just kind of reconnected, and I'm, you know, becoming a regular on all the calls and taking all the treatments and, you know, feeling really, really great and doing really, really great and doing a lot of, you know, purchasing a lot of online healing for my family, actually kind of going broke that way, too. you know, everyone's doing well.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
What clearing
yeah.
have you done? I know they're all real beneficial, you know.
Yeah. Well, the most important one that I did was the I've had a knowledge of the year I was going to die for a really long time. For maybe 15 years, I'd known the year I was going to die and how old I was going to be. And it was on my mind in a very subtle way for a very long time, just a slight uncomfortable feeling. And in the last 2 years, I've gotten some significant health problems. And, you know, it became, in the last month, an obsessive thought that I'm going to die. And I really think that it was going to be momentary or any month now. And this healing happened before I did the death barcode healing, but it happened on my very first call. And it was a, I think it was a, I don't know, maybe an entity, maybe a Wednesday night call or a Friday night call or something. But after that call, I totally lost the feeling that I was going to die. Totally gone. But
wow.
I did my 6 death barcodes just in case, you know, and I absolutely have no thought of dying now at all. And I'm not, like, constantly planning, you know, like, when I'm gone, that's all gone. I actually look forward to, you know, continuing to work and live a long time. I just don't see it as a possibility right now.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So that was huge.
I have had people come to me, kind of what you're describing, and they go,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like, you know, I need to prepare myself and buy all
yep.
these things for my family and get health insurance and stuff. And I go, well,
yep. Yep.
I have an entity in you, you know, doing that. And, you know, then I come
mm-hmm.
to do the death barcode, and I have had people say, man, you know, I got rid of that entity, and now I feel fine, you know?
Yes.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
Yeah, so entities can do that, you know?
It
I had
was
a clarity
amazing.
That I mentioned
actually,
before with a lady that had that 21-year-old.
Totally life-changing for me.
Yeah, yeah, that
you
can
know?
Really disrupt your whole life.
Absolutely.
Thinking that you're... already got one foot on the banana
awful.
Peel, you
it
know.
It was awful to live like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah. So I'm very, very grateful for everything I've experienced so far, and I'm just going to continue with the ride. It's been fun.
Yep.
All right.
Good ride.
All right. Take care.
Hey, thank
Bye.
You for calling. So are you back in New York or California if you're still there? We'll see. Okay, Carrie, let's do a clearing here. Got a couple of minutes here for shapeshifters.
Okay.
Oh, your buddy, you got a shapeshifter lurking around. It could be eating all of your food, making you eat more food, okay? Having you bought to do that. Or maybe it doesn't eat at all and you're getting really, really thin and not knowing why because, you know, it doesn't eat human food, but you start to order something, and you go, oh, I don't know if I want to buy that or this or that. Just buy something that's way less expensive or something, and it doesn't nourish you. It doesn't want to eat the food anyway. Probably all had that situation, you know, where that could be an occurrence happening where you're hungry, but you look at the menu, and you go, nothing really feels right to me. Well, what's talking to you? Your body probably is hungry, but something could be in you going, No, where is, you know, this special food from Planet X, you know? It's not on this menu. Here we go. Let's get rid of a shapeshifter that could be causing you troubles on eating. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. So for the wonderful lady who called, a lot of people asked me, Ron, do I have any death barcodes on me? Now, maybe they've done a clearing a couple years ago or so. Want to know if they collected any more. So for her, have zero. If you are interested, if you have any, and you're interested in doing the death barcode clearing, and then you get the stress one done too, send me an email and just put death barcode question in the subject matter and give me your name and say, Ron, do I have any death barcodes? No. And, you know, just let me know. If you did do a clearing in the past, then I'll put down how many you had also. But I can check right now, you know, to that, you know, when you send me an email and say, yeah, you have some or you don't. People are kind of interested in that, and it does a lot more energy. We had a lot of shows where we talked about that. I don't know exactly what shows it was when we brought that clearing out, but had a lot of information on death barcodes. Oh, just back to you, Harry.
Okay, all right. And Ophelia thinks she has about 7 death barcodes. It looks like she's wondering.
That feels pretty close to me, yeah. I would say do 7. That does feel right.
Okay.
So typically, if you do this, and that's going to take you basically 14 hours to do, so you're dedicated to your life. But don't think that the time shouldn't matter to you. It may sound like a lot. Just hit it. And you're going to find yourself probably feeling, you know, like you lost maybe 10 years off your body and everything else. You're going to feel much younger. Can't guarantee that, but that's what most people comment about. And they feel happier and with less stress. Do the stress death barcode after you do the death one. That's another 14 hours. So do as many of the stress ones as you do with the other one. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I think we're at the top of the show here. So the next show will be tomorrow night, Saturday night, live on the Light Ship on Station 2 here on bbsradio.com at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. And if you would like to sign up for the April intensives, you can do that now. The details are on the website, the dates and the times and so forth. And, excuse me, that'll be starting not this weekend, but the following weekend, Saturday being the first call, the 4-hour call. And also, we haven't talked about this in a while, but if you are interested in sponsoring one of these shows, you can also do that. It's $60 to sponsor for the full hour here on BBS, and you can throw together some questions that you would like to talk about and email those over to Ron. And also, Ron, we had talked about this a while ago, but I don't think we've ever mentioned it. We did have the idea of having people, if they would like to sponsor half a show and just come on for half an hour for $30. So I assume that's still a good idea. So if you're interested in that, rather than being on for the full hour, you can also do that.
We can do that. And we also have people who didn't really want to talk, but they sent questions and answers, or questions anyway. So that's a possibility, too, if you want to do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I guess we better go here. It looks like we're in the time reality here. Our time has run out for this show anyway. We're still here, so see you later, everybody. Blessings. Thank you all everybody who called in. That was great tonight.
Yeah,
blessings, everybody.
Thanks for all the clearings, Ron. Night-night, everybody.
Night.